Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio. This interview is powered by Hy-Vee as we preview our summer sports season. Hard to believe, always at Pella High School with the spring still in full gear. Here with Katie Manowitz, head coach of the Pella softball team. And coach, we're here. Obviously, you've had some athletes who have been very busy wrapping up their seasons at the Blue Oval and all the above. First of all, what does it mean to have this group back together, a large group of returners, and to be ready for some summer softball?
Yeah, absolutely. It is so fun to watch these kids, like, not only succeed in softball, but succeed in other sports as well. And just very fortunate and we have a very special group here. Like you said, a lot of returners. So it's just very fun to have a chance to be around this group again.
Well, and there are some key losses, some due to injury with athletes returning, but also to graduation. Ava Curry, one of the great players in program history, had a great season, an all-conference season at Drake, and certainly a big hole to fill there. And then, as we kind of alluded to, Cameron Long out for the season. She'll be Coach K this summer. Other than that, though, the large contingent of the roster is back and ready to play, and there are some really good athletes in that bunch. What has the work been like trying to fill some of those gaps with some of the returning players and some of the newcomers? And just overall fitting the roster together.
Right. So fortunately for us, we also have Ava coming back to help coach this year. So she's helping out at the middle school level, and she's also helping out at our level. So we're very fortunate that Ava is coming back around just to help coach. It'll be a different side for her for sure, but it'll be fun to still get to interact with her and for her to share her knowledge with the rest of the players. But, you know, the biggest thing that, like, we've had these talks with players right now about, like, what team we're on and, like, position-wise and stuff like that. The biggest thing that we've said to them is that, like, hey, I don't need you to go be so-and-so. I just need you to be who you are and play to your strengths. Don't need you to go make those extraordinary plays. Like, let's just make the routine plays and let the extraordinary plays just happen. So the biggest thing that we've been preaching to them, like, even though we've lost people due to graduation, Ava Kiki, especially leadership wise, is that we don't need you to try and be someone else. Like, go be who you are. And then, like, cause who you are is good enough. We as coaches want to put you out there in that position if we think you're not going to be successful. So just, you know, taking their role for what it's worth, being who they are, you know, not trying to be or do anything that's unlike them.
Here with Katie Manowitz, head coach of the Pella softball team, as we preview the upcoming season starting on May 28th as they take on Indianola, and then all the way through, we hope, till a very special day for you, at least the day running up to that at the state tournament. Let's talk pitching, and any team that can return a ace pitcher, especially one of the caliber of Emma Eakoff, probably is in better position than most. And we know that Emma's been working all offseason since a fantastic volleyball year to get ready for this season in particular. And obviously she'll be a huge leader for you, especially in the circle.
Yeah, absolutely. Being able to coach Emma these past 2 years has been great. She's a great athlete. She understands the game, and she just wants to get better. She wants to succeed, and she wants everyone around her to be up to her level. And I think that's one of her, like, greatest leadership qualities, is that, like, she'll call someone out if they're not meeting the standard that we're trying to uphold. And, you know, I'm trying to encourage her to continue to do that. So being able to coach Emma the last couple of years has been great, and I'm excited to be able to see what she'll do this year as her last summer in green.
And the rest of the pitching staff, it'll be all returners for now, and even some newcomers who may mix in, but Sage is also back, and she had some critical innings for you last summer.
Oh, absolutely. Really excited to see what Sage is going to do this year. Sage has really stepped up, especially last year. We kind of threw her into some positions that, like, weren't the most comfortable for any pitcher, but she went out and absolutely killed it. So we're kind of expecting that same type of role, if not a little bit more, for her this year, you know, being our secondary starter, you know, that type of thing. And Avery Parks, too, will probably get some innings, just depending on, you know, how the schedule looks like that week and everything like that. And the couple innings that Avery had last year and even the year prior, like, she's been really, really effective. So we're looking for her that same type of role this year as well.
And then let's shift gears to the lineup, and that's where obviously Ava's impact's going to be missed the most, and then missing Cameron Long, who's out all summer with an injury. Keke Reagan had some big hits for you over the last couple of years as a program. The good news is that there's a lot of talented players, Coach, and it may be a situation where you're looking for maybe just across-the-board improvement. Is that fair to say? And then maybe a few newcomers who may also have an opportunity to really shine more with more at-bats?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the girls did a really good job this year at making hitting, off-season hitting, important, whether that was showing up to our open gyms or, you know, showing up, like, just going to a hitting coach and just getting extra reps there. So we've seen lots of improvements overall just across the board as far as hitting more line drives, hitting solid ground balls, stuff that's in the gap versus, you know, trying to hit for that home run. Like, the home runs will happen, and I'm not going to say, you know, I don't want the home runs. Like, I'll take them when they happen. But I felt like across the board, just in this, you know, first couple of weeks of season, like, we've seen lots more line drives. And across the board as well, especially at the varsity level, we've seen a lot more kids buy into, like, our short game attempts. Very fortunate offensively to have a whole lot of speed, even though, you know, like you said, like, we've lost Cameron to injury. She's one of our quicker kids, but we've got way more kids with speed than I think we've ever had this year. So we're just really excited to be able to utilize to that our advantage. Lots of short game, lots of base running. Like, hopefully we're just running circles around teams, trying to score lots of runs, using short game, all that type of things to our advantage.
And then let Sheck and Emma bring them home with their big bats, too. That should be a lot of fun to see if we can put that together. Here with head coach Katie Manowitz of the Pella softball team, this interview powered by Hy-Vee. Another area of improvement I know that may help you compete better in this Little Hawkeye Conference would be defense. And again, Ava was a multiple-year starter on the infield. You'll miss her. Cameron got a lot of range in the outfield in terms of her not being available. But there's a lot of good things, too, it sounds like, Coach. Returning, having catchers returning is always a huge benefit, of course, and you've got that luxury, and you'll have plenty of options to fill some of those gaps, it sounds like.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, fortunately for us, we have a lot of athletes who are very versatile. Like, they can, like, you have the Parkses who can play in the outfield, and then they can also come play in an infield position if needed. You have our middle infield who can pretty much either play short or second. Our corners are pretty versatile. Anywhere in the outfield can be up for grabs if we need to move people. So defensively, I feel pretty solid. Like, we have a lot of pieces, a lot of people that can play different positions. And I think that's one of our strengths this year, is that we don't have to only rely on one person to be the person to play that position. Like, we have the ability to, you know, move throughout and make changes as needed and that type of stuff.
And a player I know that I had a lot of fun watching grow into a role was Lucy Carlson at catcher. It's always good to have one who has a pretty dangerous arm, and it feels like this year she could be even better.
Oh, absolutely. Lucy's strengths, she's only continued to grow stronger in her ability to block, her ability to pop up, and her ability to just throw on a knee. So I'm really, really excited to see what Lucy can do defensively to kind of help us out if, you know, our pitchers happen to struggle for a game or whatever, our defense happens to struggle. I'm very confident that Lucy will be able to, you know, help take charge behind the plate, both in her skills and, you know, she's getting more comfortable at the varsity level. So I'm looking for her and her leadership to also grow that way vocally as well.
As I alluded to earlier, the summer calendar for the Pella softball team beginning on Wednesday, May the 28th, a doubleheader with Indianola, and then just right into the teeth of the season, you got DCG early on. As always, the Little Hawkeye Conference is tough in all the sports for Pella High School, but this may be arguably the most difficult journey year to year, considering the success that Norwalk and DCG, Oskaloosa traditionally has had, and all the above. And Indianola, I mean, you can name a litany of state teams, and there's no doubt that this year, once again, the conference will be a tough one. But this may be a year, Coach, where I know that you're hopeful that you can really compete and battle your way into the top half.
Yeah, absolutely. I was really, you know, the goal last year for this team, they created their own goals. It was to be top three, and that's what we were last year. So I think it should be the same goal for them this year, that, like, we're going to be top three in the conference. And like you said, like, our conference is very, very tough. So either night, like, whatever night it could be, like, scores can flip-flop, things like that. So we're very fortunate to be able to play in a conference that is so tough, because that just only prepares you for more once we get to postseason. But yeah, Little Hawkeye is tough, and we're just, like, looking forward to be able to, you know, win the games that we should and then compete with the tougher games as well.
And then that gets to goals. And this team has been on the doorstep. This will be 10 years since the program was last at the state tournament. You probably have to, you know, put yourself in a great position. Last year had a great opportunity to get to state. I know that there are other goals throughout the season, but it feels like with this group and all the returning talent, certainly I'm guessing there are some pretty high expectations, and that this group, if they play right and can get to the right position, coach, could have that opportunity to have a very special end to their year.
Yeah, absolutely. Last year, you know, when our season ended, that was kind of, you know, the big thing that we talked about that night, and then every night since then, since we've gotten together, is that, like, last year was the standard. Okay, that's bare minimum. This is what we should be achieving. This is what we're going for every year, and, you know, that's what we're striving to be. So I think this group, yeah, has very high expectations. They want, you know, they should be competing in the state the sub-state game. That should be, like, what we're trying to achieve at the bare minimum every year. But, you know, this year we've talked about going to Fort Dodge. Like, this is what we're going to do. We're going to be able to go, and we're going to be successful. And you can just tell in the amount of work that they've done in the off-season that they're pretty confident in their abilities to do that, which is step one. Like, if they're confident that they can do it, then everything else will kind of follow suit.
Well, it should be a whole lot of fun to follow. Our debut broadcast is on May 28th when Pella takes on Indianola. Game two of that broadcast, myself and the great science educator in the Pella School District, Susan Lyons, will have the call, and we'll have many games this summer, both on 92.1 KRLS and Pella.July. That's Katie Manowitz, head coach of the Pella softball team. This interview is powered by Hy-Vee. Coach, appreciate your time. Looking forward to catching up soon, especially once spring wraps up, and hopefully a nice long summer ahead of us. Thank you.
Thank you.